We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for it.
Comic donkey. I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
I'm a donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
So I'll show you how to act a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 16th goes to the co-creator and host of an amazing show called Hot Ones. Yes, I'm talking about Sean Evans. Drop on the clues bombs for Hot Ones. Okay, I like Sean Evans. I've done Hot Ones before. Fantastic show. He's always shown me love and respect. But when there's an opportunity to have a teachable moment via Donkey of the Day, I must use it. And today's lesson is about peer pressure. Okay, I've gotten on this radio and told y'all over and over and over again that most people wake up every day and don't even know how to feel. They literally go on social media and look at what everybody else is saying, and then they base their opinion on whatever the majority of people are saying about the person, place, or thing being spoken of, okay? In 2024, most people don't have feelings. They have narratives, okay? Y'all sheep don't know what to feel, and this situation is an example of that. And that's why I'm disappointed in this situation, because I don't know Sean personally, but he's never struck me as a follower, but he allegedly broke up with his porn star girlfriend because she's a swallower. Okay, yes, his ex-girlfriend is a porn star named Melissa Stratton. I don't watch a lot of professional porn like I used to. Red, you familiar? Red shook his head defiantly, yes, and then was like, nah, I might be on camera. Nick, you familiar? You're not familiar? Okay. I enjoy more of the homemade stuff on Pornhub, okay? It's a rawness to it that I enjoy. The professional stuff is a little too refined for me. But apparently, according to TMZ, Sean and Melissa just started kicking it in the fall, and then they met in person at the end of the year. Also, according to TMZ, they traveled everywhere together and even attended the Super Bowl together because she's a huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. Oh, you like to like Deshaun. If you're spending money on Super Bowl tickets, okay, because that's her favorite sports team, you like that woman, and that's fine. Okay, porn star, past or not, if you like a woman, then you show that woman you like her. Okay, we know physically why you like her, as she's described on porn sites as a smoking, sexy brunette with large, firm boobs who love sex. As I found out this morning, she's got a verified account on Pornhub. Okay, first video I saw, the title was Melissa Stratton in the sloppiest, spittiest scene you ever seen. Suffering succotash, Sean. Okay, you took her to the Super Bowl, and that's fine. But the reason I am giving Sean Donkey today is because Melissa tweeted about her experience at the big game with Sean Evans, and I guess at some point, pictures of them being seen together at the Super Bowl went viral, and people started saying they was a couple. Sean apparently couldn't take the pressure of that, so he dumped Melissa on Valentine's Day because of the media attention over their romance. This is what Page Six and TMZ are saying, according to insiders, okay? According to insiders who spoke to TMZ, they said Evans wanted to keep his personal life private, but the relationship took a turn after Stratton shared photos from the Super Bowl, okay? The adult performer was said to be surprised by the media personality's decision, as he was fully aware of her job before they began dating. And I agree, and that is why we are here today. I understand you, Sean, wanting to keep your personal life private, but I do not understand you breaking up with her because people found out you was dating a porn star. Who cares? If that was a big deal, you wouldn't have wiped her in the first place, okay? You knew that she was in videos titled Melissa Stratton. Okay, you knew that before you reached out to her and tried to connect with her, Sean. Okay. let's keep it 100. That's why Sean reached out to her in the first. Right.
This is crazy. Like,
yeah. Listen.
This is why he broke up with it. You know what I mean?
Listen. I'm just saying, man. Sean, one of her videos is titled "Brunette Slut Goes Wild for Big D and Gets Peed On in the Shower." Okay, Sean, she was who she was before you got here. You are 37 years old, Sean. You way too old to be falling victim to peer pressure. I know you understand the internet, and I know you understand how the internet works. I know you understand how the internet is wired. You can't let the social media savages win. These people are relentless, and they don't care about your happiness, Sean. If you was happy, that's all that matters, okay? They gonna make jokes about the hot lesbian double dildo videos, okay? They gonna make jokes about that regardless. I saw Adam22 congratulate you for dating her, and he said verbatim, "Congrats, her poom poom is fire."
Wow.
Yes. He also had some words for Sean after the breakup. Listen.
Sean Evans, you know what I'm not feeling? I'm not feeling you breaking a sex worker's heart on Valentine's Day. Nobody deserves that. Melissa Stratton, she's a beautiful woman. Yes, she has chosen to have sex on camera for her career. Yes, she has had 13 inch in and around her face, mouth, possibly butt. I don't know. I gotta go search it up. You really don't want smoke with the sex worker community. So I would appreciate if you would apologize to Melissa.
Listen, Sean, I can understand you not wanting to deal with that, but you should have known you didn't want to deal with that before you started dealing with that. Okay, all of us got a pass. Every woman alive got a pass. Every man got a pass, okay? It's just that majority of women's sexual paths, most of our sexual paths, aren't titled, viewed, and liked on Pornhub. I mean, big-breasted brunette, deep throats, a huge South Carolina gamecock, that's pretty straightforward, Sean. Okay, you knew what that was, but you buckled to the mob anyway, okay? You did something your ex-girlfriend never seemed to do, and that's run. I mean, she was taking it in every hole imaginable from the stuff I saw. When I saw the guy put it in her left ear and asked her, "Can you hear me now?" I said, "Oh, she's a professional." Wow. Professional. Yes. Listen, the moral of the story is, people, stop falling victim to social media peer pressure. Do what makes you happy, regardless of what your social media feed says, okay? Always remember the words of the legendary Bruce Lee. I'm not in this world to live up to your expectations, and you're not in this world to live up to mine. Please give my guy, Sean Evans, the biggest hee-haw. As you over there throwing up, Jess. I didn't know what you were throwing up. I assumed it was the morning sickness.
Yeah, but okay. Like, it's also the descriptions. You're talking about butt. Like, you get certain things you can't even hear when you're pregnant. Like, yo, what? I would have enjoyed that if I wasn't pregnant. But it's like, whoa, oh my God. Yo, no, please. Why are you so descriptive?
I'm just reading the titles off Pornhub. These are actual titles of the videos. I didn't make none of this stuff up.
My thing is, like, why would he take her to the Super Bowl? You took her to the Super Bowl, right?
He liked her.
And yeah, I get it, but you took her there. Somebody would, you know how many people there watch porn?
Yeah, you're right.
They probably would have been like, hey, Melissa, Melissa from the, and then what would he would have done?
How many people there participated in it?
Yeah, you first know? Of all.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Marcus, Brian, but I don't even know the new porn stars. Who are the new porn stars?
He probably, I don't know, but he probably thought that they could slip under the radar because you got Usher, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift, Ice Spice.
Nah.
With all those stars, he probably ain't nobody going to see me and my porn girlfriend. Yeah,
all
right.
With all of those stars there, there's people who watch somebody like Melissa more than they've seen those stars videos.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Dedicated.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. yes, but that was Donkey of the Day. Now, I was in here earlier, and I heard Taylor, one of our producers, and Jess, y'all were talking behind the scenes as she throws up again about words that would be cute baby names if they weren't already names that were defined.
Yes.
Where that came from? Hold on.
Super cute.
What is it? What I'm putting in? Topic. What would be good baby names if they didn't have alternative meaning? Who is Tay Pancakes?
That's the girl who like, that's the one on social media.
Can we hear some of Tay Pancakes?
Yeah.
Baby names that I would give my kids if they didn't have alternative meanings. First one on the list, chlamydia. Y'all not hearing me though. Chlamydia. Nickname Dia. She dyed her eyes with hearts and she always in trouble. Chlamydia, get your ass downstairs. Next on the list, virginity. It's exotic. I don't know. Something about it. Just eat. Next, no explanation needed, diarrhea. If you disagree, you're not in the right space. My favorite? Felony Marie Smith. Whole name.
I ain't gonna lie, Felony is cute.
Could you stop?
No, for real, because if I had two twins, Felony and Melanie, oh my God.
I didn't know y'all talk about them kind of words. Why not Serenity?
Serenity is cute, but it already means it's already a name. Like we
Why
say,
not
like,
Royalty?
Say, Royalty is cute too? Oh my God.
That's Wisdom.
Cute. Oh my God, all right, Wisdom is just clowned out.
Diarrhea?
No. I like Virginity. Like, that's really cute.
Imagine naming your child Gonorrhea.
Yeah, that's because it already has a meaning. It's an STD. Yeah. But if it didn't, and it was just a name floating around in the sky, you'd be like, oh my God, gonorrhea.
And I'm not calling you Rhea for short. I'm going to call you Young Burn. Young Burn.
Go get
Lil Burn.
That's why I said take away the meaning. You're not going to tell me Felony is not cute. Like, it's cute.
Okay.
It's not cute to have one, but it's cute, like, as a name if it didn't mean crime.
Yeah. Well, let's have the, you say what? PH.
Oh, spell it with a PH. Felony. Oh.
Well, let's have the conversation. what would be some cute baby names if they weren't already names?
Yeah.
Okay, if they weren't already words. All right? Yeah. So, basically words that exist, but we're going to act like they don't have no definition.
Yes.
And see if they could be cute baby names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
1-800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.